It is weird that multimillionaire Bernie Sanders says fight the rich. Lunch bucket Joe, whole family, never made enough money to support his multiple multimillion dollar houses. Weird that Senator Warren, who still evidently claims to be a Native American, although that's not possible, a lie to help her career, somehow speaks for the natives. Weird that Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, says I'm a Christian, but he's for late-term abortion. As is the president, who crossed himself in the sign of the cross at a pro-abortion rally. Weird that when Putin arrests political opponents, we say tyranny. But when Democrats arrest political opponents, we say democracy. Weird that George Soros says American supremacy is the greatest threat to the world today, and our largest institutions keep taking his money and following his influence. Weird that Iran watched their plan to destroy Israel in a massive airstrike go up in smoke, and nobody thought it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny. Weird that mean tweets somehow meant world peace. Mike Reagan wasn't perfect. He was Ronald Reagan's adopted but beloved son. And I loved how Mike described the cleverness of his dad, Ronald Wilson Reagan. He said in a nutshell, Dad was going to trick him. The Soviets thought that Reagan would spend America into oblivion to defend NATO and the United States. So the Soviets spent themselves into oblivion, and they gave up. This clever genius knew that in dynamic capitalistic economies, based on the rule of law and the freedom of the individual, there is no such thing as oblivion. There is no limit. This is News Talk 1100 WCGA.